Bill to require transnational repression training for law enforcement passes California legislature. California state lawmakers passed a bill that would establish new training for law enforcement on recognizing and responding to transnational repression within the state. Senate Bill 509 would require California's Office of Emergency Services to develop training guidelines by January 1, 2027, to provide law enforcement with unbiased information on transnational repression, including trends and guidance from federal authorities. The bill overwhelmingly cleared the state assembly on September 10 and unanimously passed the Senate on September 11. Authored by State Senator Anna Caballero and co-authored by Assemblymembers Joss Meat Baines and Esmeralda Soria, SB 509 describes transnational repression as a human rights violation that seeks to stifle dissent and enhance control over exile, activist, emigrant, and diaspora communities. Transnational repression may include acts such as extrajudicial killings, physical assaults, unexplained disappearances, physical or online surveillance or stalking, intimidation, digital threats such as cyber attacks, targeted surveillance and spyware, and online harassment, and can also include harassment of or threats of harm to immigrants' families in the United States or abroad, the bill states. Currently, there are no federal laws defining transnational repression, but three bills, H.R. 2116, H.R. 2158, and H.R. 2139, are pending in Congress to work toward defining the term. Along with increasing public awareness, improving monitoring, and developing training materials, according to a July 14th bill analysis from the Assembly Committee on Emergency Management. SB 509 would be a first-of-its-kind legislation in California addressing human rights issues related to foreign threats. Transnational repression is designed to intimidate, silence, coerce, harass, or harm the chosen targets of foreign governments, said Baines during the September 10th Assembly floor hearing. SB 509 represents a very historic first step to help law enforcement recognize transnational repression when it occurs and be provided the training they need to protect the freedoms of all Californians. However, the bill notes that rights to free speech and other First Amendment rights will not be affected. SB 509 will ensure that California remains a safe haven for free speech and dissent, Soria said. No Californian should have to live in fear that exercising their First Amendment right will result in harassment and threats to their safety. Soria said that in her district, members of the Sikh community in Fresno County have faced threats from hostile foreign governments, but she said law enforcement currently does not have the tools to address these incidents. While SB 509 does not identify any specific foreign governments in its text, the bill analysis cited examples of transnational repression from regimes such as the Chinese Communist Party. Two foreign nationals in the United States, one from China and the other from the United Kingdom, were charged in May 2025 with allegedly plotting to harass and interfere with an individual who criticized the actions of the People's Republic of China, according to the analysis. In April 2025, a former New York City police sergeant was given an 18-month prison sentence and a fine of $11,000 for interstate stalking and acting as an illegal agent of the government of the People's Republic of China. The CCP has escalated its overseas threats in recent years, including against New York-based classical Chinese dance company Shenyun Performing Arts. In the past year and a half, multiple theaters across the country reported false bomb threats prior to a Shenyun performance. Shenyun said it believes the threats were part of a CCP-directed campaign, as the organization has previously experienced other disruption efforts linked to the Chinese regime. Lawmakers also highlighted in their bill analysis a March 2025 case in which an Iranian citizen and a Georgia citizen were convicted of murder for hire, and an October 2024 case in which charges were filed against an Indian citizen for allegedly directing an attempted assassination of another Indian national in the United States for criticizing the Indian government. During the legislative process, SB 509 received pushback primarily from various Hindu organizations. "We are concerned that this bill can cause immense harm to immigrant communities of minority faiths in the state, such as Hindu Americans, the Coalition of Hindus of North America wrote to lawmakers. With SB 509, Hindu Americans asking for justice against the actions of self-declared dissidents can be dismissed as proxies of the Indian government. The coalition also expressed concern over the lack of detail on who will work with the state to design and implement the new training. The Senate Committee on Appropriations estimates that approximately $905,000 from the state's general fund would be needed to implement the bill. The fiscal impact includes the initial and ongoing costs of researching, developing, and implementing the new training. SB 509 now awaits Governor Gavin Newsom's review for his signature or veto.